This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Jeremy Wolf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wolf, and today I am joined by Haley Neely, and Haley comes to us with Sidira Wealth. And before we get into a little bit about what Haley does, I thought I would explain a little bit about what we do here at the Good Neighbor Podcast. So the Good Neighbor Podcast was actually started by a colleague of mine back during COVID times when everybody was on lockdown and, you know, everybody was struggling. He came up with this idea for a platform to give business owners a voice and share their story with the community. And that concept has since expanded to a national brand. And I am the one lucky enough to bring it here to our local community in South Florida. So with all that said, Haley, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here and talk to the community a little bit about what we do over at Sidira Wealth.
Yeah, so please tell us a little bit about Sidira Wealth and then we'll go from there.
Absolutely. So we're definitely still a small company, but we are a nationwide company. So we're pretty proud about that. We've been in the industry for over 20 years. I run our own office here in Pembroke Pines, but we are a development company. And what we do is really specialize in build to rent properties for investors.
Build to rent properties for investors.
That's absolutely
okay.
Correct.
Can you please unpack that a little bit for us so we have a better understanding?
Absolutely. Yes. So we will go into a market, we conduct analytics, we pull data and research within the said markets. And once we find a market that makes sense for our long-term buy and hold real estate investing, we will then develop out brand new construction inventory. And those are going to be developed with the renter or a tenant in mind for that local area. So kind of building those out for specifications on what people are looking for in that local market. And then we will connect up investors who are looking to maybe find financial freedom. Maybe they're looking to step away from that 9-to-5 by generating some passive income through rental real estate. Or we work with a lot of individuals who are also looking to diversify their retirement accounts into tangible assets like real estate. So we're a full service team that really takes you all the way from the initiation of goal planning, goal setting, long-term wealth strategy to producing the properties, and then also to helping you really maintain long-term and within those markets that you're investing in, whether it be with your property management team over the next few years as you build.
Interesting. So there's a lot there and I want to make sure I have an understanding because I'm not entirely sure I'm clear. So you guys, obviously you're working with your investors that are investing in these specific properties for long-term growth. You're also locating the places to develop. And then what are you working with contractors to develop the properties out? So you're doing everything like A to Z, soup to nuts in that whole process?
You got it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're,
I had no idea that a company like yours existed in the first place. It's very interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's one of the big, big common misconceptions, right? Is that, you know, people are just selling inventory and really we're full service. So even after the initial transaction, it's fully deeded owned, you know, the client's going to own 100% of that asset or their retirement account or their LLC, however they choose to structure that for their own, you know, benefit. But we're going to stay here like long term to help you continue to grow and to continue to build out. Because what I always like to tell clients, one property, it's not going to do it for anybody. It's when you start to get that 3, 4, 5 that you start to really feel the benefits, you know, that real estate can offer and provide for your family.
Very cool. So you're going to make me rich, Haley. I like this idea.
So it's not a, yeah, absolutely. It's, and one thing I always say, you know, real estate, it's not a get rich quick. It's definitely a get rich for sure. Mm-hmm. If you work the program, if, you know, you get in and you start to, you know, acquire and to make those decisions when the market dictates, but we're here to support for that.
So what's the time frame look like? So you guys identify, Sidira comes in and identifies a market that's conducive to investors and conducive to your program? And how do you then, once you identify the market, how do you then get the word out to investors? And what's the time frame you're looking at? Obviously, the properties have to be developed. And you mentioned this is a long-term project, but what does that look like for somebody like me that you just piqued an interest in my mind? How do I get involved? What does that look like for me?
Yeah, so the time frame in order to get in with the investor, it's actually quite short in comparison to a lot of companies. A lot of times when you hear brand new construction, you think, oh, I'm not going to have a quick turnaround on my funds. They're going to be tied up during the development process. However, we've already went in, done all that initial research and developed those properties out. So we would have a list of inventory that's ready to go, and then we would match that up with the client based off their needs. So we'd do a full presentation. We present out numbers. We would present out, of course, you know, all of the information on the local market and get the client educated. But it's about a 30 to 60 day close once we identify a property. So typical closing timeline on real estate.
So you are down here in South Florida. You said the company is a national company. I'm assuming that you specialize in the South Florida market. Do you have specific areas in South Florida that you focus on? How does that work for you guys?
Yeah, so I'm actually based in Pembroke Pines. My husband brought me here to the area. He's a physician over at Memorial, so he's finalizing his residency. But the company is headquartered out of Lubbock, Texas. That is one of our largest markets. But I've been able to help a lot of individuals in the area here. And we really look at nationwide markets. We're looking at landlord-friendly states. You know, we're looking at areas where there's high growth in population. We'll look at the jobs, the industry. So really over 30 key indicators to kind of dictate where we're going to build and develop. And we've definitely been in Florida, of course, because it meets a lot of those criteria, as we all know. But we also want to be in areas where the purchase prices are within the median of the national average. Because for investors, a major thing we're going to consider is, you know, purchase price to rent ratios and then long-term upswing as well.
So how did you end up getting involved with Sidira? Tell us a little bit about your backstory and how you ended up here.
Yeah. So I think what really brought me into real estate and looking into a better option is, you know, I come from a very humble background. I myself experienced a lot of the same things that my clients are talking about every day with my family, like not having enough to make ends meet, like really desiring control over their life, not being tied down to that 9-to-5. And real estate really has given me that freedom, right, to be able to support my family. And it's helped me to be able to share that with others, right? It's like, there are other options. It's never too late to learn and to start learning new things and, you know, to get out there and take control over your own destiny. And so that's what really brought me to the industry.
Okay. And then when did you get involved with Sidira specifically?
I've been with the company for over 8 years now. And I started in our office up in the Chicago region. When my husband was up there for his clinical rotations. And so I've been with the team ever since and have since relocated to Pembroke Pines in South Florida. Love it. I'm a local girl now, even though the accent doesn't say so.
Well, we're happy to have you down here in sunny South Florida.
Yes, I love it. I'm not moving anytime soon, so I'm here to stay.
So, outside of work, you mentioned that your husband is finishing up his residency at Memorial. What kind of physician is he?
Emergency medicine.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Bless his soul. I don't know that I could do that.
Yeah. No sweat under pressure, that one. So.
So what do you guys like to do for fun in your downtime and you're not working?
Yeah. So I'm love fitness. I'm in over at Orange Theory, Cooper City.
Right down the road from my house.
Yeah. So that's my passion. That's what keeps me motivated, de-stressing, of course. And we recently just took up geocaching, my little one and my husband and I.
Geocaching?
Yeah. So
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. Well,
should I? Fun.
You should know. You definitely okay. should
Tell
know.
Me.
So it is like what I like to call treasure hunting within the community. And it's great for little ones to get them out in nature. We love to camp. things like that. So we've been on some camping trips recently, have a goal of trying to hit all of the Florida national or Florida state parks. So and geocaching along the way.
Interesting. So do you go camping or do you go glamping?
We go camping. So
hardcore. Okay.
Hardcore, the real deal. Primitive camping. Oh yeah. Pack the 4Runner up and make it off what you have in the back for sure.
Very cool. Very cool. You mentioned little ones. Do you have any kids?
I do. Yeah. I have a little girl. She is about to turn 10, so I have to put that out there. She's about to turn 10, yeah.
I'm right ahead of you. My daughter is about to turn 12, and she started middle school this year. And all I can say is enjoy while you can, because she is 12, and she thinks she's 16.
Yeah, right now she enjoys the camping, but it's not going to be long where she's ready for glamping, I'm sure. So we're trying to fit that in there as we can when she's still a little younger.
Awesome. So before we wrap this up here, Haley, is there any piece of advice you could offer to listeners out there that are looking to get involved with real estate investment? Maybe there's somebody that they own their home. And that's it. And they've always had aspirations of maybe investing in real estate, but the task has been daunting for them, or they just haven't had the time, or they haven't had the right opportunity present itself. What's a little piece of wisdom or advice you could offer to them to help them get involved in real estate investing to build their portfolio?
Yeah. What I would always say is it's a phone call, right? It's like a phone call to learn, to see if this is the right fit. It's not the right fit for everyone. And if you own your own home, you probably have a lot more options than you think and a lot more experience than you think as well in the real estate industry. But we're here to guide a client through every step of the way, through every process. So they're going to learn. They're going to get free education along the way and kind of learn what to look for. And it's one phone call, so it's like, what's 20 minutes out of your day to see if there's a better opportunity, long term for you and your family?
What is that number to make that phone call? Please share your contact information.
Yeah, you can contact me directly at 423-972-2308. Or you can also visit our website. We do have a free book a call link at SadirWealth.com. Just let them know Haley sent you. And I'm excited to speak with you and kind of see if we can help you on your journey towards financial freedom.
Awesome. And we're going to put a link in the description to all of your contact information. And when we finish this call, Haley, we're going to talk for a few minutes. You piqued my interest and I'd like to learn more myself. So anyone out there listening, please reach out to Haley. She's been a breath of fresh air, really a pleasure to speak to. And this is really interesting and I am excited to learn more. So thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on and allowing me to have a platform to speak with my neighbors.
That's our pleasure. This is what we do. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. And we will catch everyone next time. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Cooper City. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to gnpcoopercity.com. That's gnpcoopercity.com. Or call 954-231-231-7-0.